Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the Permission to Activate podcast. So happy you're here. And I'm excited to record this episode today. I was set to record this episode this morning. And Jeremy, my husband, he drives our kids to school 2 days a week, which allows me to sleep in or go back to bed or whatever I need to do in the morning. Because we leave our house pretty early to drive the kids to school. And I went back to bed kind of accidentally for a 2 hours. And I guess I just needed that sleep. So I'm very grateful for that. But normally I'd be recording this episode in the morning and my body was like, girlfriend, you need to go back to sleep. I have an Oura ring. I just got it a couple months ago and my sleep score was a 90, which I was pretty excited for. Anything under 85, I get a little salty about because sleep is one of my number one tools to functioning properly throughout the day. I think I had like 9.5 hours of sleep last night after going back to bed. So I'm very excited about that. And anything less than that, I'm like, oh man, it's been one of the coolest resources to be able to track my energy and the type of sleep I'm getting when I have my, I don't know if any of you also have these wild dreams. Ever since I started to do a deeper level of internal work and using different plant medicines and breath work, it's opened some things inside of me that some of these dreams, some of them are lucid. Like this morning, I went back to bed and had a fully lucid dream, which was crazy. And sometimes I'm able to track some of my dreams. You can actually select different things in your app of like, my dreams were keeping me up. These were freaking wild. And I try to piece them together in the morning. Not every night, but some nights I wake up freaking exhausted from the dreams and time traveling and different dimensions. And this, you know, some, if you're listening to this and you're like, girl, I don't know what you're talking about, that's okay. It's not for everybody. But truly, I believe sometimes in the dream space, you can live out different timelines coexisting at the same time. And you might think I'm crazy. You might be like, no, you're speaking my language. And I remember I was having a dream, I think this was last week, fully coexisting in a different timeline. And I was playing out different scenarios of what my life would have looked like, making different choices along the way, which I fully believe is happening out there in some other linear different timeline. It's been crazy. But I love the Oura ring to be able to track some of my sleep patterns and habits and the time I fall asleep and latency, man. That one is a little bitch, okay? Because that gets me. And I'm like, no, I fell asleep really quickly last night, but it faulted me on my latency. And I'm like, no, that's lies. Fake news. That's a lie. Anyway, let's get into today's topic. So I loved last week's episode talking about energetic boundaries. It's one of my favorite things, not only to practice for myself, but also to coach on and teach on and walk clients through, because, you know, I don't want to, like, that's one of my strong suits. I will say that. And I went into it in last week's episode. If you haven't listened to it, it's a really cool episode talking about energetic boundaries coming into the holiday season, which can be really, really helpful. I'm actually working on something for Black Friday that illuminates that even more, walks us through some different practices. And I'm really excited about what I'm bringing out for Black Friday. And I almost forgot to say this at the top of the episode. If you are on my email list, yay. If you're not, you can subscribe below. I'll link it in the show notes. And my email list community, it's like the inner circle where you guys get everything first. You hear it first, specific curated offers just for you guys. I share links and products and practices and rituals. And I've loved the feedback that I've gotten from the emails because I don't like email. I don't like getting them. I get thousands of them. I think I have like 120 unread emails that are just mostly spam sitting in my inbox from like all five of my email accounts. And this one, I wanted to be so specific and special and created just for you because it's created to elevate your frequency. Every single week it lands in your inbox at 3 p.m. on Sundays. Plus other emails come during the week of different things that I want to share, especially different offers and announcements. And if you got the email, you saw what came to your inbox 2 days ago. It landed on Monday. And the Nashville retreat dates, I shared it briefly here as well. But for those of you who haven't listened to the past episodes, the Nashville retreat is now April 8th through the 12th in 2025. So I bumped our dates and there's a couple spots left for anyone who wants to join this incredible 5-day retreat experience. We're 25 minutes outside of Nashville. Jessica Zweig is still coming. It's the same exact retreat, different dates, same house, same layout and structure and flow. And I truly believe that the women who are meant to be in this new date range are exactly the women who are supposed to be there. So I've had a couple people reach out of like, oh my gosh, I was waiting. This is the sign. Like I knew I couldn't make it in November, but this is my sign to make a move to join all of these ladies in Nashville. And if you have been waiting for a sign, maybe this is it. So 5-day retreat in Nashville, April 8th through the 12th, 2025. And there's also 2 months of one-to-one coaching included in that retreat experience. So not only are you getting a 5-day immersive retreat, but you also have full support 1 month before and 1 month after leading into the retreat itself. So you're fully supported to be able to integrate every single thing that you've received. And a lot of women would come in, some women about 50-50. Some people come in with expectations of exactly what they want. And other women are like, I don't have any expectations, but these are my intentions. And I will help you structure and set those intentions coming in, whatever that might be. People come in for all different types of reasonings and different seasons of life. And you're fully supported coming in and out of the retreat. So if this is something that you've been sitting with over the last couple weeks or months, and you're like, oh, I just can't make that date work, we're moving to April. So you can book a call below. There are free 30-minute calls to see if this is the right space for you. If you're ready to step into this next season, you've been doing a lot of internal work and you're ready for, you know, to match that frequency of everything that you've been calling in and all the tools and all of the internal, external work you've been doing, this is the perfect place for you to be able to expand and truly embody everything that you've been working towards. It's all about embodying and up-leveling to whatever that looks like for you. So you can book a call below, and I'll also link the retreat landing page as well if you want to hear and read a little bit more. There's some videos on there and some testimonials, and you kind of get a beautiful understanding of what that retreat looks like. So I will link everything below in the show notes for you to easily access, or if we're already friends on Instagram, you can just click my little drop-down menu and then select from there whatever you want to do. So I would love to share this experience with you in Nashville. It's going to be 5 days of life-changing work and connection and relationships. It's just going to be such a beautiful experience. So if this is for you, just click the link below and we can chat on a Zoom call. Okay, so I wanted to talk about, again, a lot of these episodes coming into holiday season, feeling the overwhelm, tapping into overflow, rewiring your mindset for abundance. It can feel really heavy. We talked about it last week in our energetic boundaries episode, that there are some tools that we can lean on and rely on and tap into to shift from feeling overwhelmed, like that scarcity feeling of lack and need, to shifting it into feeling more abundant and empowered and confident coming into the season. And I shouldn't even say coming into the season. We're already here. Like it is November, what is it, 13th? We're already here. Like Thanksgiving is in a week and a half, like 2 weeks. It's coming. So let's get into what the scarcity mindset, and this might not be a brand new term, or maybe it is. Welcome. And we're going to get into it and dissect it a little bit. Really operating from a scarcity mindset Basically, it's feeling in lack around time, energy, money, schedules, right? And it often is accompanied by feeling fear or competition or lack, right? We're like looking at other people's Instagram pages or watching what everyone else is doing, and we're feeling like we want to compare ourselves. Things start to feel like a competition. We're starting to operate out of fear or lack. Let's say you're launching something in the world and you're like, I got to get this out before this specific date because I have to, and society is, you know, making me get something out before Black Friday or before the first of the year. And then we're looking at what everyone else is doing and they're like, it looks like it's coming so easy for them, but I got to make, you know, this money, or I have to fill up this program, or I want to put this thing out there. And we're starting to operate from lack and scarcity instead of the opposite, which is more of an abundant mindset. Believing and knowing that there's enough of everything to go around. Money, energy, time, right? Leaning into trust and gratitude and feeling an open heart. Knowing that the opportunities that are meant for you, they're going to be there. No one's going to come and snatch them from you, right? Like when we're sitting in the lack mindset, maybe you've... maybe you've gotten an idea and you're like, okay, I have this idea. And then somebody, something out there comes along and beats you to the punch, right? Like they launch this thing. You're like, that was my idea. Now there's not enough to go around because everyone is going to buy this thing or subscribe to that thing that that person is doing, but it's so similar to what I'm doing. And then we end up just shutting it down, right? I will say, there are so many people, women specifically, because this is a podcast for women. Let's talk about us, okay? There's so many women out there doing very similar things, launching similar things, coaching on similar things, teaching on similar things. Products are very similar, right? Not many of us are reinventing the wheel. Everyone has their own unique gifts and things that you're creating, right? And only you can do the things that you've been given the gifts to do. So even in, let's say you're a life coach or a photographer, right? There's hundreds of thousands, millions maybe, of other life coaches or photographers out there, right? But only you've been given your specific gifts. The people who are meant to buy and purchase things from you, they're going to come to you because it's you. People invest in you, not just the product that you're selling. It's the energy that goes behind what you're creating, right? Two people could have the identical thing that they're offering, and the people who are meant to purchase and buy into what you're selling, those are your people. And not everyone is meant for every person. And it takes a lot of work and practice to be able to tap into that mindset instead of feeling the weight and the heaviness of, oh my gosh, I have to get all of this stuff out there. There's not enough. Why would they come to me when this other person has been doing this for longer than me, right? Like there's so many thoughts and beliefs that circulate around our bodies and our minds that it can be really easy to buy into those beliefs if we're not doing the proper nurture and care around our beliefs and habits and patterns and things and how we live our lives, basically, right? So if you are not sure if you are operating from a scarcity mindset, right, let's first identify and bring awareness around it. So for example, if you're constantly feeling like there's not enough time, saying yes to things out of fear of missing out, struggling with your own self-care practices because we're constantly prioritizing others, right? And these things are going to come up, right? Even if you are in an abundant headspace, these thoughts and beliefs will creep up, right? Unless we're, this is why we create awareness around it. So a powerful journal prompt, right? You can literally sit down and make a list of where in my life are you feeling most limited or not enough? And let's just start identifying it. Where in your life are you feeling really limited or that there's not enough? And you can go through the list, create a list for yourself, kind of dissect parts of your life. Is it with your kids? Is it around your career? Is it around maybe you do have a coaching practice or your business, right? Free time, self-care, Where in your life are you feeling most limited or not enough? And just start to bring awareness around it. And then we can start to get into our reframing the overwhelm, moving from not enough to more than enough, right? And this is not something most people can wake up in a day and just flip the switch and you're like, I'm good. Sometimes it works like that. Sometimes once you've practiced this enough, that window will shrink. It'll get smaller, right? But you can start to instill some mindset shifts, recognizing the overwhelm pattern as a signal and not a permanent state. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Recognize the signals of overwhelm in your life. Okay, where in your life are you starting to feel overwhelmed? Can we mark that as a signal and not just a permanent state of being? Then we can start to reframe it to start prioritizing or delegating other things in your life, whether that's to other people, if you can outsource something, I love a list, right? Create kind of a system of where in your life you can start prioritizing the things that need to get done to alleviate that heavy feeling that you're experiencing, knowing that this isn't a permanent state of being. This is just a sign. There's a learning experience in every situation, right? Where can you learn from this? Okay, I'm starting to feel overwhelmed. Is this more in your mind, or now is this a feeling that you're feeling in your body? Are you starting to feel a tightness in your chest? Are you starting to feel a pit in your stomach? Are your thoughts starting to swirl around in your brain, right? Okay, great. Let's notice this as a sign of overwhelm. Take a couple deep breaths, allow your body to regulate, understand that this is not a permanent state of being. Where in your life can you now start to prioritize, outsource, or delegate different tasks in your life to alleviate it? You can then bring in some visualization exercises. There's so many resources on YouTube different podcasting spaces, different resources that you can tap into. Joe Dispenza is one of my favorite people to follow and watch on all social platforms, but mostly on YouTube because he has hundreds of thousands of videos that can help you quickly shift from this overwhelmed state of being to creating a visualization practice of shifting from this tight, restricted feeling to feeling more expansive and abundant. Truly, it can be a 10-minute video, a 20-minute video. It will drop you into this expansive, abundant feeling unlike anything else. So you can literally just Google Dr. Joe Dispenza YouTube videos, shifting from overwhelm to abundance or abundance mindset. Anything like this will allow you to pull you from this feeling of overwhelm and start to shift into more of gratitude and abundance. Breath is going to be one of your best friends, as well as movement, allowing yourself to create a simple breathing grounding practice. Bring it with some movement and you're going to start to feel more space. Like I was talking about the other week on the podcast, my husband was like, get out of here and go on a walk. I needed some space to be able to move some of this stuck, nasty energy and allow myself to tap into more of an abundant mindset shift because I was feeling that lack and overwhelm. So breath, sound, and movement, how we move and process energy, find which one that works for you in that moment. You might only need one. You might need all three. It's up to you to kind of play around with and see what resources and what kind of support system you can set up for yourself. Okay. Gratitude is going to be another way to shift cultivating gratitude by listing things that you already have, that you're already so appreciative for. Is that a word? Things that you already appreciate. There we go. Such simple practices. Like if you use the 5-minute journal, it has some prompts in the morning and in the evening. Start and end each day with things that you're grateful for. 3 things, 1 thing, 10 things, right? 3 seems to be a sweet spot for a lot of people. You can wake up in the morning. What are 3 things that you're grateful for? Before you go to bed and your head hits the pillow, what are 3 things that you're grateful for? Okay. You can also add in a journaling practice, daily affirmations, journaling about where you already have more than enough time. Instead of focusing on the lack of, I don't have this, I don't have that, I'm so stressed out in this area, can we shift our journaling practice? Where are you feeling like you have more than enough time? And if you cannot find one thing, that's one of those signals to bring awareness around of like, okay, where can I start prioritizing, outsourcing, and delegating things in my life? And that may look like just having a conversation with somebody in your life to let them know how you're feeling. We're not meant to do all of these things on our own. As a society, as people living in this world, we're very community-based. So if you have a boss or a coworker or a partner, a spouse, a sister, a best friend that you can confide in of like, here's what I'm feeling. Maybe it's a therapist. That's also really another good resource that you can allow yourself to tap into this space of being open and vulnerable to kind of like, I look at it as like a pressure cooker, right? Lift the lid a little bit and let some of the steam out. Letting somebody hold that for you. And then you are able to have an open conversation of like, here's what I'm feeling. I can't find one area in my life that I feel like I have more than enough time or space in my schedule. And then you can start to workshop that. There's always a way to be able to shift and put systems in place to be able to alleviate that. We just have to be willing to kind of look at the areas of our life. And sometimes that can be real uncomfy to be like, I've just been in this pattern for years. And it's that growth, you know, that was the word I'm looking for. There's a word that I'm looking for. It's not coming to my brain, but that's what growth looks like. Sitting in a little bit of discomfort to get radical self-honesty with yourself of like, okay, something's got to change for something else to change in your life. And sometimes it just takes that little brutal honesty and self-reflection to be able to start making those shifts and changes. And like I mentioned before, visualization is going to be one of your BFFs. Imagining yourself in situations, feeling so supported, feeling like you have ample amount of time, you have ample amount of resources and energy flowing to you freely. And this can be a 5-minute practice. Put on a song you love. Allow yourself to create space in your mind, in your body. Bring in some breath. Bring in some movement. Start to feel what it would feel like to have this amount of space and time and support. Okay? Boundaries, like we talked about last week, boundaries and abundance, those go hand in hand, protecting your space to allow more flow, baby, to come into your life. There is so much connection between boundaries and abundance, saying no. Think about how much room you could have in your life by saying no to create more room for what actually matters, right? And sometimes it can be as simple as, you know, social media. It is a beast of an energy sucker sometimes, right? Like how you can set boundaries around social media, scrolling, work hours, personal time, all of these things play part in creating more space and abundance. But get in the practice of saying no to like one teeny tiny little non-essential thing, like not one of the big things in your life that's like life-changing. But is there something small, like a micro moment that you can say no to, something non-essential, like a non-essential task to create more space, right? Just give it a try. Okay. Self-care, rest, all abundant style practices. Sometimes we can get in the mindset of resting is being lazy or unproductive. I know I have experienced that a lot in my life. I'm a projector in human design, and my body is meant to be able to rest and rejuvenate itself and create energy by taking space. And that was something I had to wrestle with for a really long time because I felt super lazy and unproductive. And I had people around me like solidifying that of like, okay, if you're resting, that means you're lazy. And I was like, but this is how I didn't even know at the time. I'm like, but this is how I get more energy and how I feel rejuvenated. And it just was like, it was a battle, like an uphill battle for me. So learning more things about myself and my different energy systems really helped me and supported me because I know my rest windows and when signs present itself in my mind and body of like, girlfriend, you need to take 10 to 20 minutes to yourself. Like this morning I went back to bed for 2 hours and apparently my body needed it because now I feel freaking awesome. Okay. Do I get to do that every single day? No. But when the opportunity presents itself, absolutely, I'm going to take that time or I create that time, more importantly. Because most often, those situations don't necessarily always present themselves. I have to create them and be open and be able to communicate these things with my husband or people in my life of like, I am just going to need some space to rest. Okay. So micro self-care moments, like there are ways to integrate small acts of self-care, little walks, little breath work sessions, little meditations, right? Put on a couple songs that you really like to allow yourself to center and ground yourself, right? To feeling more connected, that you can tap into that overflow, that abundant state, getting away from feeling so heavy and like in comparison, that sticky, nasty energy that we can get into a lot of times around the holiday season, right? So if you can set a non-negotiable 10 to 15 minutes each day, every day this week, for a practice, an activity, a ritual that nourishes and supports you, you're going to feel a shift. And before you say, well, I don't have 10 to 15 minutes in your day, I challenge you to have some radical self-reflection that yes, you do. Where are you spending 10 to 15 minutes of your day that you can then give it back to yourself instead of scrolling or doing mindless tasks around the house, right? And not everything, you know, we have a lot of important shit to do all day, every day, of course. But there is 10 to 15 minutes that you can dedicate to you for a practice that feels so nurturing to your soul, okay? Language is another one. Shifting our language for abundance. Start to bring awareness and notice how often you're using phrases like, I don't have time. I can't afford this. I wish I could, right? Like take some notes throughout the day. Notice where you're saying some of these phrases and see if you can start to shift and replace them with less scarce language, right? I'll find a way to make time for that instead of I don't have time, right? Are there little micro shifts you can make into your verbiage, to your thinking, your communication, and what you're actually putting out there into the world? Because all of that stuff matters, right? Even if you're having just a very simple conversation with a friend or texting someone and you're noticing your verbiage around this is like, ooh, that felt real dark, right? That felt really heavy and that felt like it was coming from a place of lack. I will do this all the time. If I'm in a dysregulated state, real stressed, real overstimulated, real out of my mind. And let's say my husband texts me and immediately I want to fire back with like a sassy text message. I'm like, whoa, lady. Okay. Let's regulate for a couple moments before I even respond to this. And sometimes I'll tell him, like when he'll send me a text, I jump in my text. I'm like, I need a minute before I can even respond to that. And then I give myself however long it takes to be able to regulate with all of the tools that I've shared. Some breath, some movement, some reflection, some journaling, whatever it takes to be able to gratitude practice. That's a really big one, right? To center my energy back to a state of regulation, to be able to then respond from a place that I know is pure and true and actually like coming from my heart and not coming from this place of like anger, right? And overwhelm and stress. So little micro shifts. Okay. Get into the habit of visualization. Get into the habit of noticing your language. Utilize and lean on your support. If you don't have people in your life that can support this type of shift and up level you're tapping into and expanding into, it's time to look outside that circle. There are people out there who are waiting to hold space for you, waiting to support you, waiting to walk this journey alongside of you, guide you, mentor you. They're out there. And if your language and thought process around that right now is, well, these people don't exist. I could never find these people. That's great for them, right? When you look at people on social media and you're like, oh, that's great for all those people hanging out with all those friends traveling around the world. Like, but that could never be me, right? Like, okay, let's take an assessment here. Where is that coming from? Where is that belief living in our body? We can shift at any time that we want. Some of these things, they have a deeply rooted down in our body. Like they're deeply rooted. And that's where somatic practices can be so freaking supportive. And the people are out there. We just have to come from a different place. Okay. tapping into this abundance level style thinking, rewiring our brain, isn't about huge, massive change overnight. It's really about consistency and patience and honesty. Because moving from overwhelm to overflow, it's 1000% possible when you are ready to choose practices that support you. You choose to believe that you are enough. You choose to tap into a deeper level of work. And when you really get sick of your own shit, as I do quite often, I'm like, okay, it's time, because I cannot continue in this nasty energy anymore. Like, it's time to make some shifts. And I'll kind of go through everything that I've talked about and where I need a little bit of a tune-up. That's where I apply myself and get really honest and bring in different practices in different seasons of my life, because each season is going to look different, but it can all come back down to really simple, basic principles and shifts that you can apply anytime. And if you are ready to find those people that you may not believe exist, right? Or you're like, yeah, they do exist, but like, yeah, it could never be me. Those people are out there. I'm cultivating a very specific, intimate group of women who are ready to support you, ready to hold space, ready to walk this journey with you and witness you and see you and solidify that you are enough. Because at the end of the day, we are all women. We all have a connection. And there is a common theme that so many women come in with, myself included, of not feeling enough or being afraid to be seen. And when all of these things are presented in front of you of like, oh, this is possible. These are people, there are people out here doing this level of work, having fun, integrating all of these beautiful things, like, holy crap, and having a lot of fun and embodying it and truly elevating themselves. Like, what have I been missing this whole time? Like, it's wild. It's crazy. And it's so cool. I would love to be able to experience this with you. And if you are local, you can join us on December 1st, 10:30 in the morning, 90-minute mind-body breath workshop, last one of the year. It's a 90-minute breath work and embodiment workshop cultivated and created just for women to relieve some of this heaviness around the holiday season. And if you're ready to take that next step, join us in Nashville, April 8th through the 12th, 2025. See all of the links below. Easy access. You can either book a call, check the website, join the Inner Circle email list, and we'll stay connected. And that's all I have for you today. So I hope you love today's episode. If you've had any takeaways, anything that stood out to you, DM me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell. Take a screenshot, share the episode, or leave a review. That's how the show continues to grow. So I hope you have a beautiful week, and I'll see you next time. Hey, Quantum Queen, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell, and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list, where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.